弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
我记得那个时候我们在大学读书的时候有一个风气。
I remember when I was in college, we used to do this thing.
我们大学生呢都想兼一两个家教。
That is, we all like to be a tutor of one or two.
也倒不是说生活上有什么特别的缺乏。
It's not necessary we are suffering economically.
我就记得在大一差不多第一个学期过了一半的时候。
And I remember during my freshman year after the first semester.
有一个同学他就跑来问我说你想不想兼一个家教。
And there was this classmate came to me and he said, do you want to be a tutor?
我稍微问了一下。
So I asked him about a few details.
这个学生是什么样的情形。
What kind of student that needed the tutoring?
我就说好我试试看吧。
After hearing the information, I said, okay, I'll give a try.
所以第一个晚上我去到学生的住的地方。
And first night, I went to the student's house.
跟他寒暄几句之后。
After chat a little bit.
我就说咱们来一个考试吧。
I said, how about I give you a little test first?
真的是有一点把他吓坏了。
And I think I really shocked him.
这学生本来以为是来听老师上课的。
He thought I was there to teach them.
怎么一见面就给他一个见面礼。
Instead, I gave him this surprising present.
就好像给他先一个考试。
And give him a test instead.
我实在说这实在是很不得已啊。
And I said, I really have to do this.
我说你已经是高三了。
Because you're already the 12th grader.
在九个月你就要高考了。
You're supposed to pass the exam in 9 months.
我得先知道你的程度在哪里。
So I need to know where you are in your progress.
我才能够好像这样教下去啊。
So that I can efficiently help you.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
很多的时候神也要考我们一下。
Many times God likes to put us to the test.
考试就是让我们知道我们的根基到底稳不稳固。
So that we can know whether our foundation is solid or not.
如果我们的根基不牢靠。
If our foundation is not solid.
你再怎么样在上面建造意义都不大。
And doesn't matter how much more you build upon it, it will be quite meaningless.
价值也不大。
Neither will be valuable.
为什么呢
?Why?
因为总有一天它会倒塌的。
Because one day, sooner or later, it will tumble.
因为总有一天你还要重新立根基，你要重新建根基。
And that's the time you have to re-root your foundation.
所以很多的时候，或许在教会里面，我们常常好像有一而再再而三重复一些的教导。
That's why in the church you hear certain teaching repeatedly.
其实我想不是说只在教会当中。
Not only in the church is like that.
我们每一个人都从孩童到成年的过程。
And we all have gone through childhood to adulthood.
你想想看，我们在儿童的时代，我们是不是常常被人家耳提面命？
Remember when we're still children, there are so many things were taught to us repeatedly.
你想想看，最爱我们的老师是不是常常对我们谆谆的教导
？Remember some of the teachers who really care about us were repeatedly guide us or advise about certain things.
在座的也有做老师的。
And there are teachers among us here.
如果学生过不了关口
，If your student will not be able to pass the exam,
还是要补考的。
And they have to take a makeup test.
你如果让他过去了
，And if you just let them pass regardless,
这岂不是误人子弟吗
？Then you are not a good teacher. You have done wrong to your
student. 基督徒四个大的根基生活，刚才我们弟兄讲了三个。
And there are four solid foundation for the life of a Christian and our solid revelation three earlier. One is the Bible reading life.
祷告的生活。
The prayerful life.
教会的生活。
And the church life.
个人做见证传福音的生活。
And bear testimony preach gospel life.
这是我们四大根基。
These are the four major foundations as a Christian.
但是这不是四个独立个别的学习。
But these are not four independent learning processes.
而且这四个是连在一起不可分离的学习。
They actually are intertwined and they are interrelated. You can never separate them.
但不论你是在哪一个学习的里面。
It doesn't matter which aspect you are learning.Right、now,
第一个最根本的学习
，the first and the foremost，
就是来到神的面前。
It's always come to God。
请我们读几段的圣经。
Let's read a few passages together。
请我们先读希伯来书第十一章六节。
Let's read Hebrew chapter 11, verse 6。
希伯来书第十一章六节。
Hebrew 11, 6。
请我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人，必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
所以第一件事情，基督徒的生活最根基的就是每一个人都必须来到神的面前。
So the first fundamental thing for a Christian is that we have to come to God.
但是我们怎么样来到神的面前？
But what kind of manner should we come? With what manner should we come to God?
两件事情。
Two kinds.
第一，信神是。
First, we have to believe that He is.
这是原文的翻译。
And that's the original translation.
必须信神是。
We have to believe that God is.
神是，下面什么呢？他没有讲。
And what's after the word is? It did not mention.
等一下我们可以交通一下。
And this is something we can fellowship first.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
That he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
所以怎么样的人可以来到神的面前得到神的赏赐？
So what kind of people can come to God and receive rewards?
他必须是一个寻求神的人。
First, he has to be a man who seeks God.
寻求是一件大事。
Seeking God is a big matter.
每一个寻求的人他都要付上某一些的代价。
Because every time when you seek something, you have to pay a certain price.
请我们读第二处的圣经。
Let's read on.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
第四到第九节。
Verses 4 to 9.
腓立比书第四章四到九节，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
你们要靠主常常喜乐。我在说，你们要喜乐，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经尽了，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德性，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行，赐平安的神就必与你们同在。在这一段的圣经里面说到我们在神面前的一个学习跟生活。
Okay, in this passage it talks about how we should live before God.
而在这一段圣经里面，神所给我们的两大应许是我们在以前世上从来没有过的。
And there are two great promises that God never spoke of before.
第一个就是在主里面的喜乐。
First is the joy in the Lord.
第二个就是在主里面的平安。
And secondly, the peace of God.
我想作为一个基督徒，我们一得救之后，好像对于喜乐平安，我们是稍微领受了一点。
As a Christian, I think we all somewhat experience God's joy and peace.
可是真正在神的喜乐跟平安里面是确确超过我们所求所想的那么深啊。
Yet the peace and joy God has intended to give it to us is much more than what we have experienced.
但是因为今天时间的关系，我们只能稍微交通到平安这一方面。
But because we don't have much time, so I will just share with you the aspect of peace today.
弟兄姊妹们，来到神的面前是不仅仅是基督徒是所有人最大的一件事情。
Come to God not only is a big matter for Christians, but for also for the worldly people.
我们知道，当亚当那一天吃的神所吩咐他们不能吃的分别善恶知识树的果子之后
，We all knew what happened after Adam ate the forbidden fruit.
人与神之间就出了一个根本上的大的改变。
And there's a great change in the relationship between God and man from that day and on.
这个大的改变叫做人躲避神的面。
And that change is that man start to escape the face of God.
原本人不会躲避神的面。
Before men do not hide from God.
亚当可以很自由的跟神面对面说话。
Adam can freely speak to God anytime he wants.
可是当人犯罪堕落之后，第一件事情在关系上起的第一个的大的改变，就是人躲避神的面。
But after men have fallen, the greatest change in the relation with God is that men start to hide from the face of God.
但是在神，他并没有任何的改变。
But to God, he did not change.
他还是来寻找亚当。
He still came back to seek Adam.
所以在这里有了圣经里面的第一个问题。
Therefore, the first question was raised in the Bible.
神就问亚当说：“你在哪里？”
God asked Adam, where are you?
这一句话成为历世历代以来神对所有人的问题。
It has been the same question God asked man for generations.
神要问所有的人，你在哪里？
God wants to ask everybody, Where are you?
神直到如今还在问所有的人这个问题。
Even till this day, God is still asking this question.
无论你是信主的，
whether you're a believer,
或是今天你还没有信他，
or just a gospel friend,
神都要问你，你在哪里？
God still wants to ask you the same question, where you are.
神似乎这样一直在呼唤。
God's constantly calling.
但是人却越走越远离他。
But the problem is that we got drift away further
and further. 所以我们的情形像什么呢？
So what is our condition?
我们的情形如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
Bible says we are like lost sheep, have taken our own way.
我们的情形是什么样呢？
And what is our condition?
我们的情形就成为没有神，甚至与神为仇为敌。
We have become someone without God, even enemies of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，从第一个的堕落的开始，
Therefore, from the first man who fell,
他所产生的影响却是这么样的深远。
And the influence, the impact of the fall.
当你以为躲避神的面好像不是什么大事的时候，
has lasted till even this day, and you may think,
最终的结果就是活在一个没有神与神为仇为敌的光景的里面。
But the consequence that we all have fallen into a condition without God or even become an opponent of God.
但是今天在神实在有无限的怜悯与恩典。
Yet in God, He has this endless mercy and grace.
今天我们竟然可以来到神的面前。
Therefore, we can come back to Him today.
今天这是在耶稣基督里面，靠着基督的血，我们才可以来就近他的。
It's by the blood of Christ, and in Christ we can come to God again.
弟兄姊妹们，这一个的代价太大。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is a great price that was paid.
为我们赢得的地位太重。
And a position that has been won significantly.
然而，大部分的神的儿女，我们都太轻视了他。
Unfortunately, many children of God took very despised that privilege.
我们觉得他一点都不重要。
We didn't regard it something very significant.
来到神的面前。
That we are able to come to God.
不论你今天何等的软弱，
It doesn't matter how weak we feel today.
在宝血的底下，
Under,
你的软弱也不能拦阻你来到神的面前。
Under the coverage of His precious blood, no matter how weak we are, nothing can stop us from coming to God.
另一方面来说，
And in another word,
不论你今天做得多好，
It doesn't matter how hard we strive today.
若不是在宝血的底下，
Without the coverage of His precious blood,
你也不能来到神的面前。
There's no way we can come to God on our own.
今天我们就是在基督宝血的底下，单单的就近他。
And today, solely relying on the coverage of His blood, we can come to Him.
这就是神所给我们的信。
And that is the faith that God has given to us.
所以在希伯来书十一章六节，他讲的就是这一件事情。
And that is the matter mentioned in Hebrews 11:6.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
And without faith, it is impossible to please God.
无论你是在软弱，无论你在刚强，只有在宝血的底下来了，神就悦纳了你。
Regardless we're strong or we're weak, only when we come under the coverage of His blood, God will be pleased.
但是如果我们轻视了，
But if we despise that,
我们还是照着自己的意念过生活，
And we live according to our own ideas,
神所给我们的警戒也是相当严肃的。
And the warning from God is also very serious.
大家还记得撒母耳记那一个士师以利吗？
Do you remember that judge Eli in the book of Samuel?
他已经年老了。
He was old.
他那时候他属灵光景已经非常的软弱。
And his spiritual condition was quite weak.
那一个时候不常有神的话语。
Therefore, he received very little words from the Lord.
他实在是轻视了神。
He did despise God.
所以神向他说一句重话。
So God said something so serious to him.
神说，凡尊重我的，我一定尊重他。
God said, I will honor those who honor me.
凡藐视我的，他一定被轻视。
And I will despise those who despise me.
所以今天愿意主是要来保守我们。
Therefore, we ask the Lord to keep our hearts.
真的能够在宝血的底下，我们一直一直尽情来到他的面前。
So that we can go deeper and deeper and closer to him.
当我们来到神面前的时候，就有两个大的学习。
And when we come into his presence, there are two big things we can learn.
第一个就是信神是。
First, first is that we believe that God is.
啊，神是，这个实在是太大的一个题目。
And this is such a big topic.
今天我们简简单单的把它放在两句话里面。
Let me try to narrow down in two sentences.
第一个，所有神来到神面前的，一定必须是敬畏神的。
Therefore, first, whoever comes to God must have fear toward Him.
但是很多的时候我们并不是那样子认识什么是敬畏神。
Many times we don't know how to remain reverent.
我感谢主，很多的弟兄姊妹来到神的面前都有一个敬畏神的心。
And I thank God there are many children of God will come to God with a reverent heart.
因为知道神是圣洁的。
Because they know God is holy.
神绝对不以有罪的为无罪的。
And God will regard sinful sinless.
但是这不过是神一方面的表现。
But that's just one manifestation of God.
既然知道神是圣洁不可侵犯的。
If we know God is holy and we cannot offend him.
就算是我们在极软弱的时候我们更要来到他的面前。
In our weakest condition, we know we can come to him.
我想在我们平常生活的里面我们有一个错误的认识。
Many times we have this misunderstanding.
就是当我们软弱的时候我们觉得不能进到神的面前。
He said, we feel that there are no way I can come to God because I have this weakness.
我们不敢进到神的面前。
We dare not come close to God.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道吗？
But do you know?
当你不愿意，当你不敢进到神面前的时候，
When you don't want to or you dare not come to the Lord,
你就离神越远了。
The end result is that you are farther away from him.
你就越陷在软弱的里面。
And you go deeper in your weakness.
你就越落在一个罪的光景的里面。
And you fall into a sinful condition.
我们的立志不能救我们。
Resolution cannot save us.
我们的力量也不能救我们。
Our own strength cannot lift ourselves up.
唯有神能够救我们。
Only God can rescue us.
若不是进到他的面前。
Therefore, without coming to him.
谁能够救我们呢？
Who can deliver us?
我们的祖宗就曾经给我们一个很好很好的警戒。
Our forefathers have shown us this great warning.
以色列百姓过红海到了旷野之地。
And Israelites passed through the Red Sea, they entered into the wilderness.
摩西把他们带到了西乃山下。
Moses brought them to the mountain.
西乃山的神向他们显现的是那位公义的神。
And the God who appeared to them was the God of righteousness.
那一天西乃上面有雷声，有角声，有号声，有闪电。
And that day on top of the mountain Sinai, there were sounds of a horse thundering and a flash.
而且整个西乃山像火烧着了一样。
And entire mountain as if it was on fire.
我想百姓们都知道，这是一个我是烈火的神啊。
And therefore all the Israelites knew our God is God of fire.
所有有罪的人都不可以来就近他。
Therefore sinful men cannot come even close to God.
于是以色列百姓就跟摩西说一句话。
Therefore Israelites said something to Moses.
他说摩西，请你跟我们说话。
They said, Moses, you speak to us, please.
我们不要神跟我们说话。
We don't want God to speak to us.
而且当以色列人说这句话的时候，
And when Israelites asked for that,
他们是远远的站着。
They stood in the distance.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这不是敬畏神。
And that's not what we call have fear toward God.
什么是敬畏神？
What is have true fear toward God?
就是因为认识我们的神是这样子的神圣不可侵犯。
That is because we know God is holy and cannot be offended.
我们只能更谦卑的敬虔来到他的面前。
That we have to come to him with a forbearing spirit.
就像希伯来书另外一处圣经所说的。
Just like what is said elsewhere in the book.
仍然要在宝血的底下坦然无惧来到施恩的宝座前。
We can come to the mercy seat without fear under the coverage of blood.
为要得连续蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。
So that we can receive mercy and grace as our timely help.
所以在那个同一个时代出埃及过红海的百姓当中。
Therefore, in the same generation of Israelites that passed through Red Sea,
只有少数几个人真正认识神的性命、神的性情跟他的生命。
Only a minor few, because they knew the nature of God,
就是那一些一直在宝血底下近前靠近耶和华神的人。
The same way, there were the people that under the coverage of blood came close to the Lord.
他们在那里发现，他们在那里听到神跟他们说话了。
They discovered and they heard the words of God.
所以当摩西他第二次从山上在那里领受神话语的时候，
Therefore when Moses received the word from God the second time,
神向他说话了。
God spoke to him.
神说，耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神。
God said, the Lord, Lord your God is a God of mercy and grace.
不轻易发怒。
Neither does he got into anger easily.
并有丰盛的慈爱与诚实。
And in him there's abundant loving kindness and honor.
但是这样一位神却是以色列的百姓不认识的神。
However, that was the kind of God that his people did not know.
因为他们远远的站立。
Because they choose to stand in the distance.
因为他们不愿意神向他们说话。
They did not want to hear words from God directly.
所以弟兄姊妹们，圣经里面告诉我们
，Bible tells us，
这样的神的百姓是神不喜欢的人。
And those kind of Israelites, God's people, is someone God did not please.
所以这一两百万人嘛。
Therefore, even though there are about 2 million of them.
对不起，这差不多六十万的人。
Actually, about 600,000 men.
没有一个在四十年旷野里面是饿死的。
No one died of starvation when they were wandering.
没有一个是渴死的。
Neither would they die of thirst.
没有一个是累死的。
No one died because they were too tired.
但是却全部都倒闭了旷野。
But they all died in the wilderness.
他们不能进神所应许他们的迦南地。
And they were not allowed to enter into the land of Canaan.
化作今天新约的话来说。
The promised land. And in today's words.
就虽然今天我们是一个得救神的百姓。
Is that maybe we are children of God being saved.
我们若不能来到神的面前。
If we do not come into the presence of the Lord.
我们若不能在一个信神是的一个地位里面进前来。
And if we do not come to God with a manner that know that God is.
神向我们所应许所有一切的丰盛与我们。
That all the abundant promises that God has intended to give to us will have nothing to do with us.
就着实际来说，我们永远没有在迦南美地的光景。
Therefore, in our spiritual reality, then we never enter into that promised land.
第二件事情，来到神的面前。
Secondly, when we come into the presence of God,
神说他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Says God is the rewarder of those who seek Him.
寻求不是太随便的一件事。
And don't take seeking very lightly.
寻求至少说到两件事情。
Seeking speaks of two aspects.
第一个，所有寻求的人一定是认真的人。
First, whoever seeks must be someone who's serious about his seeking.
是不是这样子？
Isn't that so?
你如果不认真，你会不会去寻求？
If you're not serious about something, you won't bother to seek.
不会的。
No, you won't.
姊妹们的经验比较多一点。
And sisters probably are more experienced about it.
因为比较常常去 shopping.
Because they like to go shopping a lot.
而且一 shopping 呢，那个店啊，不是一家两家。
And they don't just go to one or two shops.
哦，他可以找了好几家店。
They can go to many stores.
因为他心里面有个谱啊。
Because they have this goal in mind.
他知道他要的是什么。
They know what they're looking for.
所以呢，得不着的话，他再找。
Therefore, they will not stop until they find it.
就是找了好几家店，看到了，他才啊，好了。
They will not stop until they have found it after shopping many stores.
所以一个寻求的人基本上他必须是一个认真的人。
Therefore, someone who desires to seek has to be serious about what he's doing.
所以神的儿女有千千万万。
There are millions of children of God.
但他来到神的面前的光景却只有两种。
But their condition when it comes to the presence of the Lord, there are only two kinds.
第一种就是无所谓啦。
First is like careless.
有没有得着都无所谓。
It's okay if I encounter him or not.
第二种
the second kind
就很不一样了
is different.
他非常的认真
They're very serious about it.
他一定要得着了
They have to meet with him.
他一定要得着了他才走下一步路
They will not proceed without seeing God.
这就是一个寻求神的人
And that is the kind of person who seeks God.
神说这样子的人我一定要赏赐他
And to God, he says, I will surely reward him.
但是神的赏赐也超过我们所想我们所能够明白的
And many times his reward is surpassing our understanding.
神的赏赐跟寻求的第二个条件常常是不谋而合的
And many times his reward will just coincide with our seeking.
那寻求的人的第二个条件
Therefore, as a seeker, there's a condition.
他一定要出代价
Is that he's willing to pay for the price.
今天你去 shopping, 你找到一件东西。
In order to buy something through shopping,
你看到你喜欢的了，这就是你的吗？
When you see something you like, can you just grab it?
你哎， you just grab it and go?
Can you just grab it and go?
你就拿了你就走吗？
Can you do that?
Can you do that? 你能不能这样做？
Can you do that?
你不能吧？
No.
你怎么拿回去？
How do you bring that thing out of the store?
大家说一下吧。
You have to pay for it, right?
You have to pay for it. 你必须要付啊。
You have to pay for it.
你一定要出个代价。
You have to pay a price.
所以当神赏赐你的时候
Therefore, when God rewards you,
就是你出 代价的时候。
That will be the time you pay your price.
所以弟兄姊妹，你预备好了没有？
So brothers and sisters, are we ready?
你如果要进入基督徒根基的生活，
In order to build a true foundation,
你一定要付一些的代价。
We have to pay a certain price.
你付的代价就跟神给你的赏赐成一个正比。
And the price we are willing to pay will be the same level.
神要赏赐你更多，你付的代价就怎么样？
If God desires to reward you more, then that means our price has to be
怎么样？怎么样？多一点。我再举一个很简单的例子。
For example,
姊妹们，你买衣服有很多不同的等次吧。
Sisters, when you go shopping to buy clothes, there are all kinds, there are different level quality.
有一种呢叫做上班的衣服。
One is that you wear to work.
Suit.
My business suit.
实在说不便宜啦。
They are not cheap.
还有一个更高等次的。
And there's a higher level than that.
就是你参加 party 的时候。
Is it the kind that you wear to party?
礼服啊。
There are nightgowns.
对不对？那你买上班穿的 suit 跟你去 party 的礼服价钱一不一样？
Do you pay the same kind of price for these kinds of clothes?
当然不一样啊。
Of course not.
所以今天神给我们的赏赐越大，
So you want a bigger reward from God?
你必须要付更大的代价。
We have to be willing to pay for a greater price.
所以在愿意寻求的神的儿女的里面，
So for those who are willing to seek God,
也有两种不同的情形。
You see two kinds of people as well.
第一种，
One kind,
就是你不愿意付代价。
One is that people that are not willing to pay for the price.
你觉得啊，不错，很好。
You will say, well, that's a good thing.
这就是我所要的。
I do want that.
但是你不愿意付代价。
But I'm not willing to pay for the price.
所以你还是空空两手回去的。
So you will return empty-handed.
所以这个还不是你的。
Because you have not received what you desire to get.
那就有第二种人。
And there's also another kind of people.
第二种人就是愿意付代价的。
Those are the people who are willing to pay for it.
这个真的是你所需要的。
Because you know this is indeed what you need.
好，我就付上了代价。
Then you'll be willing to pay for it.
那代价到底是什么？
And what kind of price do you have to pay?
其实代价只有两个字。
Actually, in short,
顺服。
Obey.
Nothing more, nothing less.
There's nothing more, nothing less. Just obey.
就是这两个字。所以一生在我们的生活的里面，
Therefore in all the days of our life,
我们基督徒的生活就是这四个字，
As a Christian,
信而顺服。
The only principle applied to us is that trust and obey.
但是的确今天我们在我们生活的里面，我们可以很实际的来经历它。
And this is something we can actually experience in our daily walk.
所以到了腓立比书第四章的时候，
Therefore when it comes to Philippians chapter 4,
腓立比书是一个保罗说到他经历的一本书。
And that's a book of Paul's experience.
所以腓立比书我给他一个 title.
Therefore I will give that book a title.
我的近身的基督徒生活。
I say this is a book talking about the deeper life of a Christian.
保罗把一个近身的基督徒的生活真的是敞开在我们众人的面前。
And Paul has laid in front of us how we can go deeper as a Christian.
他把他自己摆出来。
He showed himself as the example.
当然把他自己摆出来之前，他先把耶稣基督摆了出来。
And in order to do that, he put first Jesus in front of us.
耶稣基督是第一个最大的榜样。
And then Jesus himself is the greatest example.
他自己也是一个榜样。
And Paul himself is also an example.
腓立比的教会送给保罗的同工以巴弗提也是一个榜样。
And also the co-worker that Paul, Philippian, sent to Paul was an example.
那么腓立比的教会自己本身也是一个榜样。
And the church in Philippi is also a great example.
但是在这四个大的榜样的里面，
And among these four examples,
只有一个是完全的。
There's only one that's perfect.
是谁？
Who was that?
主耶稣是完全的。
The Lord Jesus himself.
其他的三个都还不完全。
All the other three are not perfect yet.
但是这三个不完全的里面给我们一个很大的一个享受跟激励。
But among these three imperfect examples, we are greatly encouraged.
因为他们正在晋升的过程的里面。
Because we see how they are progressing in their deeper.
所以今天在我们的身上也是这样一个光景。
Same thing should apply to us.
我们若愿意向着腓立比书保罗所向我们敞开的那个生命。
And if we desire to receive or live our life,
今天虽然我们是这样子的不完全，
Maybe we're still so imperfect.
但是神借着圣灵可以带领我们进入更深的一个境地。
But through the help of Holy Spirit, God can take us deeper.
所以在腓立比书第四章的时候，保罗怎么说呢？
So how did Paul refer to in the chapter 4?
这差不多已经到了他生命的一个最高峰的地方。
And that he was about to reach his spiritual climax.
他说要在主里面常常喜乐。
He said, rejoice in the Lord always.
然后要应当一无挂虑。
And be anxious for nothing.
我用原文哈把它说出来哈，凡事带着感谢的心，借着祷告祈求，将你们所要的让神知道。
But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God.
神所赐出人意外的平安。
And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension,
必在基督耶稣里保守我们的心怀意念。
Will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
第一件讲到的就是喜乐。
Therefore, the first thing mentioned here is joy.
因为时间不多，我们快快的把这个喜乐带过去。
And I will just talk about it briefly.
我们说人哈，世界上的人。
People in this world
常常有一个情形
often has this condition,
就是外面呢他可以嘻嘻哈哈的
is that they can laugh with you,
可他里面呢很愁苦
but they may be still filled with sorrow within.
大家有没有遇过这种人
have you encountered people like that?
有没有
yes.
有但今天我们神的儿女
and children of God
可能有另外一个情形
may have a different manifestation.
什么样的情形呢
what is it?
就像保罗所说的
It's like what's described by Paul.
弟兄姊妹注意听哈
Please pay close attention to this.
四面受敌却不被困住
That you are surrounded by enemies but you are not stuck.
心里作难却不致失望
You may be troubled within but you will not be despaired.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃
You may be persecuted but you will not be forsaken.
打倒了却不致死亡。
You're struck down, but you are not dead.
这四个光景里面，最重要的是中间那一个字，却。
And the key word in these four conditions is the word but. But.
这个 but 太重要。
That's so important to us.
什么叫做主里面常常喜乐
？What does it mean by rejoice in the Lord?
神并不是说外面的光景常常是叫我们喜乐的。
It's not saying we're going to have our experience that help us to be joyful.
乃是在他生命的深处的里面，我们可以经历说不出来，在我们里面满有荣光的大喜乐。
But speaking of the true experience deep within, that no matter what happens, we can have this deep down joy.
因为这一个生命的能力是主自己，不是出于我们自己。
Because this is a life from the Lord, not from ourselves.
这就是今天神把我们摆在世界上。
And this is how God places in this world.
因他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
所有爱神的儿女都要经历这件事情。
Therefore, those who love God will experience this.
神叫万事互相效力。
All things work out for the good.
叫爱神的人的益处。
Of those who love God.
经过这一些的事情，神要把他最尊的喜乐制作在我们生命的深处。
Many times through the most difficult situation, God will work within us His greatest joy.
所以诗篇十六篇有一句话是太好的一句话。
Therefore, there is such a wonderful saying in the book of Psalms.
诗篇十六篇，他说：“我常把耶和华摆在我的面前。”
It says, "I always lay the Lord at my right hand in front of me."
因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。
And I will not be shaken because he is at my right hand.
下面讲的就是这件事情。
And he talks about exactly what we're saying here.
他说，因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐。
Therefore, my heart rejoices and my spirit rejoices.
我的肉身也要安然居住。
And even my flesh dwells in stable.
像我们这样子一个肉身的里面，在这个世界的里面，有什么能够让我们安然居住的
？And can you find anywhere in this world that makes you stay very calm?
实在没有什么太多的事啊。
You cannot find many things that bring you that kind of peace.
这世界越变是越糟糕。
Actually, this world deteriorates day after day.
实在没有什么事能够叫我们这肉身安然居住。
You don't find many things that bring you true peace.
但是在这里，我们得到了一个秘诀。
But here we found a secret.
因为我们常常把耶和华摆在我们的面前。
Because in our daily living, we try to put the Lord in front of us.
所以在主里面，我们可以常常的喜乐。
So that we can rejoice in the Lord always.
我们中国人有一句话。
And there is a Chinese saying.
其实西方人也有。
Actually, in the Western world, same phrase applies.
我答上联，你们答下联，好不好
？Let's try if you know the second half of it.
近朱者，近墨者，完全看你靠近谁。
Well, you are influenced by your companions. It really depends on who you choose to be close to.
很简单呐。
Very simple.
今天你越靠近世界
，the more close we are to the world，
就怎么样
？Then what happened to us？
越黑啊
，we become darker。
你心里面的愁苦就越多
，and our sorrow will definitely increase。
而且今天你越靠近主
，but the more close we are to the Lord，
就怎么样
？What happens？
就越喜乐
，and we're more joyful， of course。
你可以常常进入一个光景。
And you can choose to enter into a condition.
其实那个光景就是我们不会说的，说不出来，满有荣光的大喜的。
We'll enter into an unspeakable great joy, full of glory.
所以并不是说传道人就能够说什么。No, 刚好相反。
Actually, pastors don't know everything.
啊，那个是最好的 thing， 对不对？说不出来的是最好的。
It's something that's beyond words we cannot describe.
却是我们每一个人要亲身经历的。
But something we each should experience.
弟兄姊妹们，神给我们的是每一个神儿女都可以经历的。
God has given to us something that each one of us can enter into.
其中最美的那一件事情叫做说不出来。
And the most beautiful thing in this world is that something that's undescribable or unspeakable.
可是在我们的里面比一切都要真实。
But it is so real in our heart.
下面他说
，And then he continued，
应当一无挂虑
，By saying be anxious for nothing，
凡事带着感谢的心
，But in everything by prayer，
借着祷告祈求，将你们所要的让神知道
，And supplication with thanksgiving and let know to God every request of yours。
这一段的圣经基本上就讲到一个 lifestyle， 你的一个生活的一个形式。
This verse talk about a lifestyle。
我举一个例子
，For example，
今天。比如说夫妻哈，我们夫妻过生活。
Let's say between husband and wife。
比如说今天丈夫去上班，或者是妻子去上班。
One of you go to work。
啊，要这个离家之前呢，这个丈夫跟妻子就要 hug 一下，对不对
？Don't you hug each other before you leave the house？
啊，那就啊去上班了。
And then you go to work。
然后在周间呢，有什么事的话呢，现在很方便了，随时都可以什么打电话。
And then during work days, you can communicate through telephone calls.
好，那下班丈夫回来，或者是妻子回来。
And at the end of the day, when that spouse came back.
好，可以在厨房里面讲话。
Then you can continue your fellowship in the kitchen.
可以在餐桌上面讲话。
Or at the dining table.
也可以饭后在客厅里面讲话。
Or in another room after meals.
这就是这一对 couple， 就这一对夫妻他们的一个 lifestyle.
And that's the lifestyle for this couple.
因为这样的 lifestyle 已经慢慢什么建立在他们的当中了。
And that's gradually developed between two of them.
不是一结婚就有的。
And not something they had immediately after they got married.
不是你生下来就懂得的。
Or they were born with it.
乃是你们住在一起，你们常常磨来磨去，最后你们建立起来的一个生活的模式。
But because you've been living together for a period of time, you gradually develop that pattern of life.
所以今天。在我们跟神之间的关系也是要建立这样一个生活的模式。
At the same token, between God and us, we have to gradually develop a pattern.
建立什么关系呢？
What kind of relationship?
建立就是在当时亚当以犯罪堕落之后失去的那个关系。
Is to rebuild the relationship that Adam has lost.
就是当亚当一离开一犯罪之后他就离开躲避神的面。
To reestablish the relationship Adam used to have, but he lost after he fell.
所以神亲自来找他说：“你在哪里？”
Therefore, God came to see him, says Adam, "Where are you?"
所以今天要重新建立的是比以前亚当跟神之间没有出问题的时候更好的一个关系。
Therefore, we need to restore the relationship that was even better than what Adam had with God before he fell.
就是凡事将你所需要的让他知道。
Is to make our requests known to God.
这件事情说起来容易
，It seems easy to say it。
但真正操练起来的时候，不是那么容易。
But it's not as easy when we try to practice。
我告诉大家困难在哪里。
Let me tell you what's the problem。
第一件事情
，First，
就是你是在什么样的一个光景里面来到神的面前
？Is that what kind of condition with which you come to God？
保罗所教导我们的第一个光景
，The first condition Paul taught us，
你凡事要带着感谢的心。来到神的面前
It's come with a thankful heart.
这些事情对我们就是一个极大的挑战
And that is a great challenge by itself.
弟兄姊妹你想想看
Dear brothers and sisters, think about this.
你花一点的时间你想想看
Let's take some time and think about this.
你通常是什么样的情形来到神的面前
In what kind of condition do we come to God usually?
我不敢说每一个人都是这样子
And I dare not say everybody's the same.
但是我说很多的时候我们是一个带着抱怨的心 来到神的面前。
Many times we come to God with complaints.
就好像在出埃及记，在民数记里面，我们看到以色列百姓的光景。
It was like the same condition Israelites had when in the book of Numbers and Exodus.
神亲自他们带领他们出了埃及。
God personally took them out of Egypt.
神亲自带领他们过了红海。
And led them through the Red Sea.
在这么大的一个神迹的里面。
And in that great miracles.
他们常常试探神。
They always test God.
神凡事要坐在他们当中所量给他们的环境，他们的第一个反应就是发怨言。
And their first reaction to any circumstance is to complain.
什么是发怨言？
What is to complain?
发怨言就是我站在我自己的感觉，站在我自己的想法的里面跟神敌对。
That is in my own thinking and my own reasoning, I choose to stand in the opposite direction of God.
在发怨言的里面
When I complain,
我们基本上是把神排除在外
I'm excluding God from my condition
虽然表面上来说是来到神的面前
Yes, on the surface, as if I have come to Him
但是在我们灵的里面我们是站在一个比神还要高的位置上面
But in our spirit, we have chosen a higher position than God
所以基本上两件事情发生
Therefore, two things will happen
神向我们说话我们听不到
is that we will not be able to hear the word that's spoken by God
神已经说了
God would have spoken
而且神说我一而再再而三我已经说了
and God often says repeatedly I'm telling you
但是我们听不见他的说
but the problem is we can't hear him
因为我们的灵比他还要高
because we're higher in spirit than his
第二件事情
secondly
就算是我们听到了神向我们说话
even if we have heard from him
我们也不可能顺服在他的面前
we have hard time obeying
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们第一个学习。
Dear brothers and sisters, that's our first learning.
当你愿意来学习的时候，第一个考验我们的，第一个的学习，是不是愿意你凡事带着感谢的心
？And whenever we want to learn, the first thing that tests us is whether we are willing to come with a thankful heart.
但是神极其的有恩典，有怜悯。
But God has this infinite grace and mercy for us.
今天时间在他的手中。
The time is in His control.
他就有无限的怜悯与恩典留给我们。
So He can have this infinite grace for us.
今天基本上，如果你是一个认真的人
，If we are a serious person，
基本上你是愿意学习服在他权下的。
And we're willing to submit to His authority.
神他有一个恩典叫做不放过我们的恩典。
And then God will have this grace for us. That is, He will not let us go.
虽然刚开始的时候，你是带着一个发怨言的心来到他面前。
Maybe initially we come with a complaining spirit.
但是在神，他能够让我们听到他的话。
But God can let us hear His words.
他可以让我们的心柔软在他的面前。
And He can soften our heart.
真不知是什么样做成的。
And we don't know how He did it.
但他真的是这样做成在我们的
But he truly is able to do that.
叫我们对于自己的坚持放下来
So that gradually we'll be willing to let go.
叫我们口中的怨言慢慢慢慢成为一个赞美他接受他的怨言
And the complaints will turn into praises.
可是这不是几天几个月几年你就学会了
But this is a lesson we don't learn within a short period of time.
但是我顶知道一件事情
But one thing I know
你如果今天不学
If you don't learn it today
你就永远学不会
Then you will never learn it
所以今天神是把这样子的道路量给我们
Therefore if God give us this way today
如果今天你把神的这一句话藏在你的心里面
And if you choose to hide what God has given to you in your heart
你昼夜思想
To treasure it and meditate upon it.
弟兄姊妹，你要发现原来这一句话大有能力。
Then you discover there's power in His words.
在你正想要发怨言的时候
，And when you're about to make a complaint,
圣灵就在里面说一个最小的声音。
And the Holy Spirit will whisper in our hearts.
凡事带着感谢的心。
So come with thanksgiving.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
祷告。
To pray.
最近弟兄姊妹们都在学习祷告。
These days we're all learning how to pray.
祷告最后说出来就是一句话。
And to summarize prayer life.
祷告就是为了要明白神的旨意。
To pray so that we can understand the will of God.
当我们与神这样子来回交通的时候。
When we have fellowship with God, back and
forth. 祷告就是让我们清楚今天神的旨意是什么。
The purpose of prayer is so that we can be clear about God's purpose in a
certain situation. 所以在祷告之后，马上就会有一个叫做祈求。
Therefore, after you pray, then you will ask.
什么是祈求？
What is ask?
我觉得约翰一书第五章讲的最清楚。
I think 1 John chapter 5 made it so clear.
虽然今天大家没有读，我读给大家听。
Even though we have not read the passage,
当在祷告里面我们明白神的旨意之后，
after
紧跟下来就是一个祈求。
And asking is always coming after our prayer.
约翰一书，约翰是这样说的。
In 1 John, he said,
我们若照他的旨意求什么？
If we ask according to his purpose,
他就听我们。
He will listen to us.
这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
And this is the heart we have before him without fear.
既然知道他听我们一切所求的。
Since we know he listens to our every plea.
就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。
Then we know what we receive from him, everything we ask for.
这个就是祈求。
And that is to ask.
所以祈求之前一定要有祷告。
Before you ask, you have to pray.
让我们知道今天神的主意，神的旨意是什么。
So that we may know what's God's purpose.
所以今天我们的祈求就是照着他的旨意求。
Then we can ask according to that.
神给我们的应许何等的完全。
And what a wonderful promise he has.
他说我们所求于他的怎么样？无不得着。
He here says, God will answer every plea we have.
哦，这是一个何等大的应许。
And what a great promise.
所以在这里，神的确就把这个应许给了我们。
And indeed, God has given to us great promise.
今天，当我们愿意，当一无挂虑，凡是带着感谢的心，借着祷告祈求，将我们所要的让神知道之后，神就给我们一个最大的应许。
God has given to us this greatest promise after we're willing to be anxious for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication.
神所赐出人意外的平安，要必在基督耶稣里保守我们的心怀意念。
The greatest promise that the peace of God which surpasses all comprehension shall guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，我们坐在这里的人大概大部分都是成年的人。
And we're mostly adults here.
我们也经历了人生的相当的一部分。
And we've experienced a lot in life.
我们知道外面的苦算不了什么。
We all know external pain is not mean, it's nothing.
但是一种苦受不了的。
But there's one kind of suffering hard to bear.
哪里？
What is it?
哪里？心里。
The suffering within.
对不对？这里的苦受不了。
The sorrow here is hard to bear.
但唯有神能够医治我们这里的苦。
But only God can heal us of the suffering here.
神用什么来医治我们？
And with what he heals us?
神用他那赐人意外的平安来医治我们。
He heals us with the peace of God.
在极端的动荡不安的里面，
and in extreme turbulence,
却有一个极深的平安来。
There will be this deep peace comes to us.
会保守我们的心怀意念。
That will guard our hearts and minds.
今天我们的心怀意念决定我们这一个人的光景。
And how our hearts and minds feel will determine our future.
我们的心怀意念决定我们的行为。
And will determine how will we act.
当我们的行为久而久之之后，就成为我们这一个人的习惯。
And after we're used to act in a certain way, that will become our habit.
啊，西方人有一句话，习惯是暴君。
And habit is like the ruler in our life.
当习惯慢慢成为我们的品格之后，
when habits gradually build into our character.
这就是圣经里面所说的，生命就自作在我们的里面。
That's like a life has been made within us.
但一切都是从我们的心思意念开始。
But it all started from what's in our mind and heart.
所以今天弟兄姊妹们不要忘记了，今天征战的战场是在哪里？
Therefore, be clear about where the battlefield is at.
今天的战场就在我们的心怀跟意念里。
The real battlefield is in our heart and mind.
我们真的需要神出人意外的平安。保守我们的心怀意念。
Therefore, we really need the peace of God to guard our hearts and minds.
这样子的生命的制作，的确是在凡事上面制作在我们身上。
And this is how God works in our life in all aspects.
但是保罗的话没有停在这里。
But Paul did not stop here.
他说我还有未尽的话。
He said, I still have a lot to say.
他说凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德性，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
He said, finally, brother, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is good repute, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worth of praise, let your mind dwell on these things.
你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行。平安的神就必与你们同在。
And the things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace shall be with you.
前面那一段的述说，比较是说到，当我们在患难里面，当我们在忧虑当中，我们该当有的学习。
And the first part of the passage tells us how to react in our difficult times.
就是在那样极其不容易的光景里面，我们亲近神。
And when things are so difficult, we need to learn to come to God.
来到神的面前。
Come into His presence.
来依靠他。
And trust Him.
明白他的旨意。
To find out what's His purpose.
照着他的旨意祈求。
And ask according to that purpose.
这一方面还有另一方面的学习。
And another aspect is the second half of the passage.
就是我们思念我们明白神所喜悦的美事。
Is to dwell, like our mind, dwell on things that God is pleased to know about.
当我们更多知道这些美事的时候，我们要常常思念他。
Whatever is good is nice, always meditate about it.
不仅仅思念它，而且在这里要不断的操练。
Not only just let our mind dwell upon it, but also practice.
对，这就是原文的翻译。行字原文就是 practice, 操练。
To practice these things.
在这一切的事上，你们都要去操练。
To practice these good things.
这样平安的神就必与你们同在。
And the God of peace shall be with you.
弟兄姊妹们，神今天给我们的时间太宝贵。
Therefore, the time that God has allotted to us is very precious.
刚才我漏掉了第五节，我是故意漏掉的。
And I purposely skipped verse 5.
因为第五节讲到一件事情。
It talks about one thing.
他说主已经近了。
The Lord is near.
今天这句话说在我们当中，更是何等的事情。
And it's even more so today when we talk about
主已经近了。
Because the Lord is near.
还有一点点的时间，为的就是让我们思念这些美事，操练这些美事。
There's little time left so that we can meditate upon these good things and practice them.
好叫这一位平安的神能够永远与我们同在。
So that the peace of God, the God of peace, can be with us forever.
有一位弟兄他讲得非常的好。
And one brother said it so well.
他说马太福音二十八节神给众教会的一个应许、啊。
It's in chapter 20 of Matthew, God has given to all churches this promise.
他说你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Go make nations my disciples.
他说奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
凡我所教导吩咐你们的都教导他们遵守。
And teach them whatever you have learned from me.
好，下面就是一个大的应许。
And then there comes this great
promise. 他什么他说我就什么与你们什么
with you,
同在，直到世界的末了。弟兄说什么？他说：“原来神的同在。”
So our Christian brother says, "You know the presence of God."
神的同在的目的就是叫我们与神同行。
The purpose that He gives us His presence so that we can walk with Him.
神的同在。
The presence of God.
就是在他所赐给我们的信心、爱心里面。
It's through the faith and love He has given to us.
一直进前到神的面前。
We can continue to come closer and closer to Him.
我们信神是。
That we believe that God is.
他是公义的。
He is righteous.
他是满有怜悯、满有恩典。
He's full of mercy and grace.
他是永远不改变的。
He is never changed.
而且信神必赏赐那寻求他的。
And we believe that He's the rewarder of those who seek Him.
所以在我们一切的生活的里面
Therefore, in everything in our life,
无论大事小事
doesn't matter they're big or small.
神的同在既然不改变
And since His presence will not change,
我们就有力量能够照着神的应许过这样子的生活
Then we'll be able to live a life according to His promise.
就在他里面常常喜乐
That is to rejoice in Him always.
当环境临到我们身上的时候
When difficulty comes upon us.
将耶和华摆在我们的面前
Always put the Lord in front of us.
因他在我右边我便不自摇
And we will not be shaken because He is by our side.
而且凡事带着感谢的心
And in everything with thanksgiving.
愿意一个除掉我们心中的怨言
And get rid of the complaints in our heart.
我们先不在他的脚前
Be willing to submit to him.
我们认定他永远是美善的神
Acknowledging that he is always that good God.
借着祷告祈求
By prayer and supplication.
把我们所要的让他知道
Let every request be known to him.
这就是他的同在
And then that's His presence.
不但如此。
Now also, God has given to us a great promise. And the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will surely guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
慢慢慢慢, 我们这一个人, 越来越像他。
And then gradually we'll be molded to be more like Him.
慢慢慢慢, 我们在我们的身上, 在我们里面, 就真正基督的喜乐。
And more and more so, the joy and the peace of God will become true in us.
不仅如此,
Not only so,
凡事美事, 我们都要留心,
shall always pay attention, let our mind dwell on the good things.
凡事美好的事情, 常常思念,
whatever is good, think about all the time.
并且不住地操练,
and also, always practice them.
他说, 平安的神必与我们同在,
then the promise is the God of peace shall be with us.
哦，这个同在跟刚刚我们信主神给我们同在何等的不一样！
And this presence of His is so different from the presence we receive when we first believe.
这就是我们主观所赢得的、所经历的这位神的同在。
And our experience will turn from objective to subjective.
证明一件事。
To prove one thing.
宝贝在。
That there is indeed treasure in the earthen vessel.
显明这莫大的能力。
In order to prove
是出于神,
this great power is out of God, not out of us. We thank the Lord for that. Let's sing Hymn 550 again.